One of the things I love about the Torah is really each year you come to it, you are standing in a slightly different place and you see something a little different. And it occurred to me that the first two chapters of Exodus are very different from most of the rest of the book. Most of the rest of the book is about God and God's relationship with the people and with the world and God sort of arriving on the world scene. But the first two chapters are about what's going on in Egypt and the growth of Moses, I would say. And in particular, I think it asks a very interesting question, which is, what is real power? What is the actions or attitudes you can take that actually affect change? And it starts with Pharaoh. Pharaoh is worried that there are too many Israelites, too many Hebrews. And what does he do? He makes them slaves. And this way, there'll be fewer of them. I'll make them all slaves. And do you know what happens? Hopefully you do, because it's light on in the story. We get more people. They make us slaves. The opposite happens. Force doesn't work. So Pharaoh says, you know what I'll do? I'll get the Hebrew midwives to kill the boy babies. I'll tell them, I'm the Pharaoh. I have the power. I'll force them to do it. And if you read carefully, you know the Hebrew midwives are very clever. They take a power of their own and they lie. They don't kill the babies, they lie to Pharaoh, and for a little while, that seems to work. The indirect, sort of cheating, tactical thought process, they don't take up arms, they don't fight Pharaoh, they sort of cheat their way around it, and that lasts for a little bit. And then Pharaoh says, okay, fine, soldiers, you go kill the babies. Force again. But one mother, Yocheved, she doesn't fight back, she builds a basket and saves one baby. And that helps a little bit. So let's be clever, let's think of a way out. Sorry. Then, the basket, the baby, we know Moses becomes Moses. He's growing up and he walks out into the world and he sees a taskmaster beating a Hebrew slave and he kills the taskmaster. So you would think that that's a mighty, powerful action. And now he will be recognized for the mighty leader. But the very next verse, two Jews are fighting. And Moses says, why are you guys yelling at each other? And they say to him, what are you going to do? Kill us like you killed the other guy? The fact that Moses used violence to solve his problem makes him less powerful in the eyes of his own people. Think about that. This is crazy. Moses killed a taskmaster. And instead of praising him for it, the Jews were like, no, that's not good. What are you going to do? Kill us too? That's not a solution to a problem. And then Moses runs away because he's afraid of being captured. He has no power. And then something, I still am not sure what exactly happened. But Moses goes into Midian. He sits down by a well. And the daughters of Jethro come, and these other sheep herders come. And the sheep herders chase the daughters away and use the well for themselves. And then it says in the Hebrew, Vayakav Moshe Vayoshian Vayashek Et Tzonam. So it's not, we know that Moses gets up, that's Vayakav. And we know that Moses now waters the goats or the sheep or the herd of the daughters of Jethro. But this word Vayoshian is very ambiguous. I looked at literally more than two dozen translations, and they said everything from saved the daughters, helped the daughters, came to the defense of the daughters, but it doesn't say exactly what he does. Now both Charlton Heston and the animated one, it seems to involve some violence. He gets up and fights back, but the text doesn't say anything about violence. In fact, as I read it, it seems that Moses stands up and without any violence or direct confrontation stands up and just waters, does the right thing. He doesn't punish the people doing the wrong thing, he does the right thing himself, and that is enough to set the world straight, at least for that moment. And I think that the Parsha is telling us something about power, and specifically about physical power, that violence rarely actually solves our problems. And even when it does, it's almost always a short-term solution that disappears. But when we stand up and do the right thing for the right person who needs the right thing, that might lead to something good. And you know what happens next? He goes back to Midian, his life is saved, he becomes a shepherd, and he meets God. The next thing that happens is, that is when God said, I have heard the suffering of my people Israel. Moses learns to use his power without violence, and that's when he's chosen. And you know the next time Moses uses violence? Exactly right. So you could argue that the plagues and all the rest of that, but that's really God doing that work. The next thing Moses does that is a violent act is he hits the rock, and that's when God says, that's it, you're not going into Israel. Our parsha this week is a treatise against the use of violence. Shabbat Shalom.